listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The Premier has ruled out state government control of St John Ambulance despite the recommendation of a parliamentary inquiry. Training started today for dozens of firefighters to join paramedics after excessive service delays and staff shortages. Mark McGowan says they've been short of ambulances this afternoon due to COVID, and it'll be the same tonight.
Ordinarily on a Friday night, there would be 43 ambulances on the road. Tonight, we expect there will be 39 on the roads.
There are 15,205 new COVID infections in WA. It takes the number of active cases closer to 90,000, while five deaths have been reported. There are 304 patients in our hospitals with the illness. 11 of them are in intensive care. The first case of monkeypox has been detected in Australia, in Victoria, in a man who recently returned from Europe. He's now isolating in a Melbourne hospital. While there's a possible case in New South Wales, that patient also recently travelled to Europe. More than 200,000 Aussies in COVID isolation can now have their say in tomorrow's election. The criteria to vote via the phone has been expanded for those who've tested positive since last Friday. Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers says the details are on their website, but callers will need to do their research about candidates first.
We're effectively reading out the ballot paper. Be prepared rather than going in clueless and asking our staff to read out entire ballot papers. It's an emergency measure.
In sport, West Coast has placed Oscar Allen and Luke Edwards on its inactive list, taking a conservative approach to their recovery from injury. Fremantle's Will Brody is expecting Collingwood to come out firing in Sunday's match at Optus Stadium.
We know Collingwood's best is right up there, so you know we're going to be preparing for them to come out of the gates hot and heavy, and it's going to be on from the start, which is what we're hoping and expecting.
And the AFL Grand Final will be played at its usual time of 2:30 Eastern on September 24. Perth weather getting down to 12 tonight, a sunny top of 25 tomorrow, then showers, maybe a storm on Sunday. Get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click on Your Vote 22.
Listener.